This is quarantine. Going in quarantine, we go rambling. Ramblings of an average Australian. And here we go. Welcome to episode 3 of the Ramblings of an Average Australian. Your host is me, Gregory. And today is 23rd of the 4th, 2020, and we've skipped some time. In that time, there has been a lot has happened. A lot. So let's get into it as well, I guess. So last episode was recorded in August. So basically, then I had the red car. I called it the red car because it was red. Whoa, that sounds amazing. It really wasn't, but fuck it, right? And then it was an old car, so I wasn't that surprised, but I really was disappointed that it died. So it was the birthday, and that weekend I went, okay, I'm going to, on the Saturday, on my actual birthday, go for a massive drive to nowhere. Just take the adventure and go up north. So I went up north with my good pal Jordan, who plays Street Wizard. And at that time, we were basically filming Street Wizard, but we had had a little bit of a break filming it. But I was in the midst of editing it and filming it at the same time, blah blah blah. But so we were going to film. I wanted to film 2 vlogs, the road trip one, and then the Australia Zoo one, which was the 25th, where me and 2 other friends went to Australia Zoo. One of them dogged me when I brought the tickets, and basically fucking was able to get tickets for free because he's a vet nurse, and the prick basically cost me out of $60? Yeah, $60 basically. And that was his birthday present to me. Anyway, I used that to go to Steve-O one day, so that was alright. It worked out in the end. But, yeah. The car on the Saturday, we were driving upwards, and we got to a certain point where I was needing to fill up fuel. I was going to turn around soon, but it was still early, so I wasn't that, hung up on turning around and going all the way home. That point, I wanted to keep going. I wanted to see how far north I could get until I needed to turn around again. But, so we stop at a United up there. I don't know where up there is, but we stopped at a United gas station to fill up. I had $50 to fill up the car, obviously, and I just put $50 into the car, filled the fucking thing up. And then I left that. I put the car in a parking spot once I filled up the fuel because my friend was getting something to eat. So I just let him do that, and I went, okay, I'm just going to sit down here. And at this point, I was like, might as well reply to a buddy of mine's birthday message. So I did that. And, I then got into the car. Turned on, was backing out, moving off. And then I just turned the indicator on and have a look at the dashboard. and I see an orange light. And I'm like, that's not good. Maybe I will be able to fix it. So I keep going. It doesn't turn off at all. It is dead center. It is going to stay on. I then pull into a truck stop in the middle of fuck nowhere. Turn the car off. Turn it back on again. Doesn't go away. Panic. Ring up the only people that I know that might know cars, and they basically go, check the engine for me. And I check the engine, and nothing on the engine. It was a systematic problem. So we would go back to Gympie, which is the closest city around, and we sit in the park for 2 hours or so, waiting for this truck to get back, to get a tow truck, not get RACQ, which is muh on them. They got there sooner rather than later. And then they looked at the car, and they basically said, yeah, you might want to get towed back. We can do it for free, basically, because we're an insurance company that loves our people. Yay! So, we waited for the tow truck to arrive. And boy, that tow truck driver, he fucking loved his music. He loved his Aussie rap. Like, he's a gimpy person. And he loves Aussie rap. It really fits the image of an Aussie bogan, I think. And a truck driver. Anyway, he was an alright truck driver, actually. He took us all the way to Brisbane. So, that was great. Then the 25th came around, and that was alright. The Australian Zoo trip was good. I liked that. It was a nice day, me and two of my buds that I wouldn't force them to go on a road trip with me up north randomly. I forced one of my friends to do that, but he was going to skip out on the Australian day one Australia Zoo trip, and I was like, dude, why? I got my grandfather's birthday. That's a horrible impression of him.
I got my grandfather's birthday.
It's horrible, even worse impression of Jordan. Anyway. So we had to do the Saturday, which was alright. You know, it was good. We just went up there, listened to all his... We just talked, and then didn't talk, then talked again, didn't talk, talked again. It was a repetitive cycle. Let's just say that. Anyway. So, that was August. That was last August. And then September came around. I had to get a new car. And all that jazz. I don't know what else. October came around. It was alright. November came around, and I decided I'm gonna make a bunch of fucking videos, and they're just gonna be random shit that I've been wanting to make or can just make anyway. And then at the end of the month, that's when Street Wizards is gonna be released. So I aimed for that, and I got all of them done. And then Street Wizard was released, and it didn't get that much views, and I'm very disappointed in that. The whole series basically bombed, and I put my fucking heart into that. I don't know. Though I did have some problems with me in general that withdrawing Street Wizard. I had expectations for it. And I shouldn't have. And I should have just had fun. Like, it wasn't meant to be. It was just a bunch of buds filming. But I went, what if this get views? What if this succeeds? What if blah, 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 blah? And by the end of it, I was like, I just want to get these out. I just want to be done with season one for the time being and just let it rest for a tiny bit before I head into season two. And then, so that ended January-ish, I think. March, I think the last one was. I don't remember. Hold on a second. I should do my research on my own shit. Because that's how fucking great I am. Was it March? Yeah, March. So basically, that ended in March. And it still is bloody appalling, the views overall. Anyway, and then I decided, okay. And in that time, me and Rage had been starting streaming. And I got on there and talked to him, moderating his chat, blah, blah, blah. It was fun. Clone Wars was back, so that was great. The only problem was the bloody stupid fucking gel blasters thing happened, and not very happy about that in general right now. And yeah, but the channel's been just fucking shit. I used to, I don't know, 2013 to 2014, the channel had fucking great views. Like, I would upload a video, I would edit a video, and then edit, quote unquote, I would bloody put it into Windows Movie Maker and go, okay, that's the video, blah, 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 poink, and it would go up, and it would get, like, 480 views, which was great. I loved it. And then one of them, which was an Armor 3 one, got like fucking 4.1Ks in views. It's one of my best videos ever. And I'm fucking disappointed about that because I've tried to put effort into every goddamn video ever since then. And the closest one to those numbers was, which one was it? What was it? Dashboard. I might be able to find it. But they've changed the fuck. Go analytics. There we go. Channel analytics. The only one that it's kind of reached things is an Armor 3 one that I put out, and yeah. Which was good, because there's not a lot of video tutorials on that Armor 3 topic. But I don't get any creative fulfillment from doing Armor 3 tutorials. There is no creative benefit to me. Like, I just like doing shit that's, you know, fun and doing Armor 3 crap is not that fun to me. Like, playing Armor 3 is kind of fun, but doing it on a basic schedule, like, there used to be another video that got, I can't even find it. Basically, the top periods are the Armor 3 crap, but there used to be another Armor 3 crap thing. Looking at analytics, because fucking hell. Trying to find something, and why the fuck did that get one view? Well, yeah. There you go. I can't find it. It was like a shitty, entertainment news bullshit thing that was all right, and it was the last one of those that I ever did until I did the new Speed Show News. But overall, it the only reason I think it gets any traction is because it had Top Gun Maverick in it, in the title, which that's great, perfect, but those types of videos just take so long to fucking do. Anyway, that's not really an average Australian thing. I should fucking quarantine. That's why I'm doing this podcast, and why I'm back doing it, actually. Because, fuck. Basically, from there, from the march, and we went into quarantine, and oh boy, I really do not like this, that I have to stay at home. Like, I can stay at home, I don't care, but I like going to the movies. I miss going to movies so much. Like, to every other Australian, it's sports. To me, it's like, I like going to the movies. The movies are my secret place. It's like how people go to church to feel for a community, have a community spirit, and blah blah blah. I go to the movies to have that community spirit and to be enriched with the stories and all that jazz that movies have, even if the stories that the movies have are absolute bullshit stories and crap in most people's eyes. I don't care anymore. It's got to a point where I'm like, I make worse. But these guys make significantly better than me, so they must be doing something right. Must be some appeal to these that I'm not seeing. So that's why I go see them. Like, that's what I went to saw Bad Boys 3 before everything happened. Basically, it came out before that anyway. But, and I hadn't really watched 1 and 2. But I watched 1 and 2, and then I watched the TV series that they have, which follows the sister of, Marcus, that's it, in LA. I never got that done in time for Bad Boys 3, but it was alright. Like, it's not as good as 2, but it was decent. It's Will Smith being Will Smith with Martin Lawrence, and that's what you need. That's what those movies are. I also saw some other movies. Jumanji. I saw the Bloody Bloodshot. That was the last movie that I saw in a cinema. I really wanted to see the Pixar Onwards, and I was very tempted to buy my ticket, but then quarantine happened, and, well, cinemas closed, quarantine happened, and bet. Yep. Actually, I think the last movie I saw was Jay and Silent Bob Strike. Their reboot, actually. I think that was one of the last movies, at least. Maybe it was one of them. I don't remember. But yeah. But every Australian panicked. Like, it was... It like, I'm watching it, and I'm like, how is everyone so panicked about this? Like, I know people, it kills people, blah, 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 blah. But people were buying up toilet paper, like that was going to save them. Like, I get the mentality that they were going for. It was
survival of the fittest. We will survive if we had the toilet paper.
But it was uncalled for. And then you just left people that needed toilet paper without toilet paper. And you left people without who might just go to the shops once every week or every 2 weeks without any sort of essentials. like the elderly, you know. Now it's like gone to a point where I think the last time my Nana was able to actually leave the house was when I got my new glasses. I don't know when that was, but that was the last time she could leave because it's too much of a risk for her to go outside because she's in the age bracket where it's way more deadly. And yeah, she's cocked up inside watching TV and sleeping and watching TV and going outside into the sun and then going sleeping and watching TV. Grandma can go out somewhat for some reason. He goes out to the bakery and bloody gets the bread and anyway. But she can't go and get a coffee, have a coffee, you know. Honestly, people can bring her it. So at least she has that. But the people who just panic buy and bloody absolute crazy about everything is just pisses me off. The one good thing about this virus is that everyone is just staying inside. They're also they're trying to be nice. They have to be nice to retail workers because they're on the front lines, basically. Them, nurses, doctors, anyone that's like essential services, I kind of just salute them because they have to actually go into this virus and goddamn, you know, do their jobs. Some of them not even getting paid good wages to do their jobs. So yeah, I normally stop and have a break at 2:25, at 30 minutes, so I might do that. Let's have a little topic then. A really quick one is I haven't been driving my car. I got a new car. It's alright. It has an aux cord. I can plug my phone in there and actually play my music and listen to books and all that. I listened to some Stephen King books. It was like the first audiobooks that I played in that car. And yeah, mint. And then I've been gradually playing different music in the car because that's what I do to initiate the car into my service and to get it to be used to me. But now, because the virus, I'm not really driving that much. I'm not going to shops. I'm going to the shops, but I'm not going as often as I used to. Like, I used to go every day. It was an absolute pain of a habit, but and I would pay for fuel, blah, blah, blah. I've been using too much fuel. I had to fill up the other day, but yeah, but now, because something happened to the wheel of someone who also lives in this place where I live, his car, they have to take my car, which is alright. I'm not going anywhere. I just feel trapped when I don't have a vehicle to drive in. Like, it's I don't know, freedom of driving, having the freedom to go somewhere. That's what I like about having a vehicle to drive. Like, you could do it with a bike and you can do it with walking, but to get there quick, in the eyes of quick, you need a car or a bike, or like a motorbike or something like that. Because we don't have flying cars yet, so we can't get there in... But, it's decent, like cars. But yeah, traffic has kind of improved as well. Die. A lot of traffic has improved, actually. Because there's not a lot of people on the roads. The only fucking massive line I saw, that it was the other day, I was at Woolies, and outside the Woolies is a McDonald's. Like most Woolies these days, and now have a McDonald's near them somewhere. Either it's 10 kilometers away, or 15, or 5, I don't know. But there's a roundabout that goes into the Woolworths car park and to the McDonald's car park and some other takeaway shops. And that fucking exit was chock-a-block full of people trying to get to into the McDonald's drive-thru. Like, dead set full. It blocked traffic going into the Woolworths. I followed the other cars that went around them and just into the, over the fucking white lines like an idiot. But it would have taken like hours to get over. So I don't regret nothing. I think that's the only one that I've seen so far in this whole crisis bullshit. But yeah. Anyway, we're rounding up to 4 minutes or so. But yeah, and then there's Woolworths, is like every shopping centre. I was very surprised. I'm very surprised with the response to COVID-19. Like, obviously, everyone needed to respond to it very fucking quickly. But not quickly enough, obviously. China should have done something about it. And I hope they get repercussions for it. Because they killed journalists. Obviously, it's like a Tuesday for them. They don't kill journalists. It's like, what are you doing, China? Why aren't you killing journalists today? Well, one of them said I was Winnie the Pooh, but the other said that I had a virus in me, so I'm not sure who the hell to kill. Why not both? Yay! Basically, China just has a very varied track record with freedom of press and all that jazz. But they should have stopped people from traveling outside of China. And Australia and everywhere else should have closed their borders faster. Like, at that stage, everyone's like, oh, it's just a little Chinese thing, it's just coming in and out, no one's gonna get it. It's not gonna be that bad, man. And I'm like, yeah, you should start stocking, we should start stocking up. It's not gonna be that bad. One of my friends even went to Europe. Jordan went to Europe. I'm like, why are you going to Europe? And he's like, might as well. I'll pay for it. I'm like, okay. Sure. But, you know, there's a virus happening, right? Oh, yeah, I do. I'm well aware. And I have this face mask. And I'm like, okay. CDC at that stage had said, face masks don't work. And then WHO backed them up and they went, oh, yeah, back, say face masks don't work. They're not going to work at all. And now they're turned that around and said, yeah, face masks work, you should all get some. Everyone get some face masks. So, you know, great content. Great. We're gonna be back with some more cramblings, I guess, in a minute or so. We're going to take a break at exactly 30 minutes, and then I'll be back with more of this, I guess. But, yeah. maybe like some Animal Crossing talk or what's coming up or some other Aussie crap that I've been looking at, because there is an endless amount of crap about Australian politics that we could bloody talk about. So yeah.
Some say no, you're right.
Here we go. Here's the prank.
Say, look at me, I am vlogging. Now comes Bone. Bone is the interactive online experience where you can look at a bone. Yes, just any bones in particular. Not just any, just the human body. Wow, look at those bones. Now, you can look at dog bones, cat bones, human bones, zebra bones, giraffe bones, lion bones, any type of bones, all on this just limited platform of bone experiences. Now, you can subscribe to the bones for only $19.99 per month. Yes, $19.99 per month. And you can also submit your own bones to the service. So, you know, go to the bone experience now for free bone lookings. You can also book yourself in to see if you can put your bone structure onto the website. They're touring the country now. Fucking hell. Back to the show. Oh, fucking hell.
Okay. You might be wondering if that fucking hell was a typo. Well, no. It's going to be left in. Because you could feel the energy. And I'm going to look. Oh. It's Earth Day on the 20th. It was Earth Day yesterday. Well, I didn't celebrate that at all. Like, I don't I care about the Earth, but a whole day for it? Honestly, it should get a month. Though, I hope the Earth is celebrating this fine occasion of Mother Nature basically just trying to wipe the floor off humanity. Like, I hope we can, you know, stop our environmental destruction. Just so there's no more plagues, no more like crap like this happening. You know, that's my mouse, and you know, just that's not gonna happen at all. Like, it's a good dream, but it's not gonna happen at all. As soon as this is done, pollution is going to go back up and everywhere. It's just going to be business as usual. And yeah, it's going to be crap, but it's alright. People, I guess. Fuck the government, I guess. We can talk about them if we really wanted to. Do we? I don't know. You tell me, listener. Do you want to hear about the government and how shit they are? Or how good they are? And depends on your opinion, really. So basically, in January, the Prime Minister fucked off to Hawaii. This was promptly a very controversial thing, because half of Australia was in fire, and we needed a leadership, but Scott Moe fucking left. And in the face of all the Liberal voters, they all supported his decision to fuck off, because in their opinion, him having 3 holidays already in his term was not enough holidays. He needed so much more holidays to be done for. Why do we need more? Why does he need more holidays? And then when he came back, he just decided cricket is the fucking best thing to do. So he hosts the cricketers at his mansion. Because why not, right? Fuck. But that's old news. Like, that is extremely old news. What's new for ScotMo? Him being basically pressured into putting a stimulus package up. Him really wanting kids to go back to school instead of online schooling. Because, you know, the coronavirus can all affect kids. Even though there's a lot of cases, there's people die, kids, infants died. I'm sure there's a child that's died of corona already. I'm sure there's children affected by it, infected by corona. So I don't know. I don't get the insistence of him, him specifically. I don't think there's any other liberal leader MP that's going, oh yeah mate, we gotta go back to school. But I could be wrong. I'm very often wrong. I accept when I'm wrong. Like, I don't dread on it. I just go, okay, yeah. But, you know, and sometimes arguments are, you can't argue with someone who's already, like, dumb. In the tree. And there's different trees. There's, you know, the Liberal Party's tree, which is any quiet Australian that believes anything from Murdoch. And a lot of others. But there's also the Labour Party tree, there's the Greens tree. Everyone has beliefs that they want to put roots in, because as humans we want to have our own belief systems gratified by a larger system. We all need a sense of purpose and ideology and all that crap. And, well, when it comes to voting, it's extremely hard to change someone's mind on whether or not someone is good or not, even by the actions of that person. Like, I could say, hey, look, Scott Morrison went on a holiday, and the Liberals would go, oh yeah, well, fuck it, right? And we could say that the Labour has a very strong coal position right now. And they would go, oh yeah, but in the past they've opposed coals, including the carbon tax. And then you can talk to the Greens and say, there's a lot of stuff wrong with the Greens. But you could say they're too progressive and they'll be like, well, you're just a fascist. Or some bullshit like that. Anyway, I support the Greens. I don't care. Like, I support Labour and the Greens. Like, they're both good parties. I think Greens and Labour should combine, though. Like, it's the logical explanation for it. If they combine, they can keep each other on track. And just, yeah. But it's not going to happen. Never going to happen. Because I don't think Labour cares enough about Greens with their 2 to 3 seats. However, they do have some small seats in the Senate, so I just don't care anymore. Like, if people want their destruction and their home destroyed, then whatever. All I care about is whether or not you're going to vote for a party that actively aided in getting koalas and wildlife burnt alive. Which was the Liberals who cut funding to the fire services in New South Wales. I'm sure Labour did it in Queensland as well, but, you know,
You have to point fingers at both parties. They're all responsible, really. Except, and not even the Greens. The Greens are poor backburning, if you actually look it up. But, which many Liberals would point out.
No, they don't. They're responsible.
Nationals as well. Liberal Nationals especially. People who live in the countryside think, oh, the Greens are going to hide. They're going to hide in the shrubs and chain themselves to fences. You're confusing Greens and hippies. Like, they used to be the same fucking thing. Like, even in America. They used to be the same fucking thing. But now, there's less hippies. There are more vegans and activists. And yes, they are an element of the Greens Party because fucking progressives. But, and I use the isms fucking very lightly because fuck using isms.
Yeah, you're a fascist. You're a progressive. You're a liberal.
Well, liberal is in the term that Americans use.
conservative. Nazi. Nazism. Fascist.
All those ists and isms and all that. You don't use them. You use them, but you're not gonna. It's the weaker man's argument, I think, if I remember from a Friendly Geordie's video who uses progressive and liberal and all the conservatives and anyway, even though he thinks they're not that good of terms to use. But I don't know, I'm not the fucking person putting the research in. Which I should, like, honestly. I like researching stuff. Researching stuff is actually good for you. Like, you shouldn't take face value your information. And that comes as an Australian. Because you got people that support one party on every channel. And that's the Liberal Party. ABC, they get their funding from the Liberals, so they're not going to backtalk them. And when they do, then it's a fucking miracle. But they're not. You got Channel 9, which is run by a former Liberal Party member. Channel 7 might be the only sane option. But even then, you only have Koshy. Channel 10 is just a fucking horrible network in terms of news and just opinions in general. But so you got all these networks that are just pounding you with information that you might not be able to trust, but you gotta do your own research. You gotta go independent. Like, independent sources, independent news sources around. And I think Michael West is one. I might go and check once I bloody fix my headphones, because they keep falling out. Like, I'm in the dark, so I'm fucking, there we go, fucking hell. Let's have a look. It's Michael West, isn't it? He's a good independent. It's Michael something. Yeah, it's Michael West, I think. Yep, Michael West. He's a good Aussie journalist that's independent. And honestly, I might start looking more at his sources than anywhere else, because why the fuck wouldn't I? Yikes. But yeah, he's got a good news resource, so you should, like, go and actually, you know, look at, because it's a good news. Actual good journalism being done in Australia. Who knew that could happen? Like, who fucking knew?
I'm sure there's other journalists in Australia, but Michael West right now is the best one to be looking at, and anyone that Friendly Geordies really looks at. For his information, which I don't know anymore, that ring a bell, because it takes a couple of weeks for him to even Geordies to make an actual informative video. But that's the same with me, really. But he has researchers. And I'm just one measly old person. Not really old, but I'm measly. I've tried the collaborative thing, but the person I collaborated with was probably wrong to collaborate with, so I just find the wrong people to collaborate with in general. I don't find the people that are passionate about what I'm passionate about, which is good news, good anything really, informative information. Like, yeah. Integrity in the news is what I extremely like. Like, if a news source has integrity to go back on information, retract information, deliver actual facts that aren't bad facts. By bad facts, I mean they're not truthful. And this goes for news sources, governments, anything really. If you can do, you can inform your people and your viewership and your audience of proper issues that, like, are proper issues, like not that gays are poisoning the waterhole, or, you know, the Mexicans are gonna jump and rape us all, wow, we're gonna get onto that, whoopsies, we're gonna build a wall, no we're not, ha ha, and we're gonna be done by with corona by Easter, ha ha ha, ha ha ha, then, yeah, and when you have a good person in charge, when you have a great leader in charge, then you're gonna, you know, get that result, but you're going to have trust in the government, and ideally you have trust in the government, but they don't really need it. They don't have it as pre-given. That's what I mean. You shouldn't pre-give trust. And why you shouldn't pre-give trust is that you shouldn't take stuff from face value. Because everything is watered down. Everything. Even independent journalism has to be watered down. Just in case a bigger fish comes along. But if you have integrity, you wouldn't water it down. You'd push it out anyway. Anyway, I'm going to regret that speech because I don't even know what I said. Like, I know what I said, kind of, but I go into fucking mindsets when I'm fucking really pissed off about something. And I wasn't even really that pissed off. Like, my tone is the same now as it was in that thing. And I'm looking at the wavelengths now. And I'm going, okay. But I'm going to leave it in. Because it's raw. And I'm tired. And it's probably not true in the first place. Why I said it is my opinion. And if you don't like my opinion, you can have your own. I'm not saying you should be anything, right? Just go do your research. That's the only takeaway you should take from that ramble just before. Do your own research. Because not like, you know, your own research into conspiracy theories like 5G is causing corona. Did you hear about that one? fucking bullshit as well. That's bullshit. Like, I've dabbled in conspiracies before, and you get a sort of mindset with it. It was an enlightening experience when I dabbled in conspiracy theories. Like, it showed me to question everything, which I still do. I still question a lot of things that is said by anyone. Media, people, anyone. Which is not a great mindset to have, but it's a better mindset than regurgitate. Oh, fuck, I'm already fucking that word up. Just fucking listen and just write down everything that what they're saying is true as facts. Just gotta do your research. You gotta think for yourself. But just don't fall into the well. Towards Animal Crossing. Wow. I got a Switch. I like the Switch. It's a good console. Like, I had my doubts on it when it first came out. I really didn't like it because it was new and it didn't have any games that interested me at the time when it was released. Like Zelda. There was Zelda, but I never played Zelda. I will play Zelda at one point, but I never played it at all. I didn't have it on DS. There was no real Pokemon games on there at that time, I don't think. And I don't think there still is. There's Sword and Shield, but makes me, gosh damn, horrible saying that name. But, so when Animal Crossing was just about, I'm like, oh, I might get it. Do I want to get it? Might as well get it anyway. You know, why not, right? So I got the Switch, and I'm exhausted with it. With Animal Crossing. So much work. Like, at first it was novel. Like, oh yeah, I'm gonna be doing all this stuff, and then I'm gonna get villages and all that jazz. And then you complete all the tasks, and you're like, what am I meant to do now? Am I meant to go to the other islands and shit? Which you can do, and that's alright, but yeah. Then you go to your friend's island, and there's nothing to do. Like, multiplayer is Nintendo classic. They don't do multiplayer that well. Like, they don't like multiplayer, I don't think. But because online has, like, online multiplayer, local multiplayer, they can do. Because it's just locally based. You can do it with your Switch, in fact. Like Mario Kart, you can have you can connect controllers to a thingy and have two controllers, blah blah blah, but with Animal Crossing, you can't. You can have two profiles on the same game, which is bullshit. Like, if you have two profiles, you shouldn't share the same save file. Like, that's so stupid. And the only way you can play with, if you have a brother and he wants to play Animal Crossing, the only way for him to actually really truly play it with you is to buy another Switch. And yeah. I get it, but I don't. It's a horrible multiplayer system. And yeah. Then the multiplayer itself is just chaotic. It takes like 5 minutes to get into a game with your friends, or them to get into a game with you, and a minute or two is spent in loading screens. So, you know. Anyway. Yeah. Honestly, a lot of Aussie crap has happened since the last podcast. I even recorded a podcast, I'm pretty sure, but I never uploaded it. I recorded a version of episode 3 and I never released it because I don't think I wanted to. I didn't like it, I think. I think there's some things that I'd make and I'm not going to release them because I don't want to. I don't think it's the best of my work or some bullshit, something like that. I don't believe what I just said or something along those lines. I don't know. But it comes down to, the internet is a large place. You might not get your shit viewed or your opinion viewed by people, but there's a small chance that it will. There's a small chance you will latch onto an audience. And it's not your responsibility to gatekeep them, but it's your responsibility to try to play in the middle with them. You don't want to give them everything that they want, but you also don't want to lose them. So you have to, it's like balancing a pen. Like, if you put a pen up, right, you can hold it in position and keep it balanced, or you can even put it up against something and keep it balanced. That's not possible apparently with this pen, but you can. But if you take it away from the support system, you have to hold it. You have to hold your shit. And you have to keep believing in your shit in order to have integrity and bullshit like that. And people change eventually. Views change, people go on to change things. So content disappears off the face of the earth. And then you lose that audience. It's a very balancing act. You might gain a more audience in a different direction, but you gain an audience and you lose an audience. Or you just lose your whole entire audience. And then you're stuck. Yep. And I think I shouldn't have ever gone off YouTube for 1 year. 2015, I went off YouTube. And that was horrible for me, I think. Because the views went straight down the toilet. And then when I came back in 2016, briefly, even, just making some content, it just didn't land. Because all the audience has gone. What I'm trying to say is, hopefully this podcast reaches someone, and I'm going to be putting it onto iTunes. I'm going to make a iTunes account for the rambling thingy, and actually put the link into there, and get it validated and pushed out there. It'll be on Spotify, obviously, but, you know, anyway. Thanks for watching, I guess. There might be a new podcast, in fact, coming from me. But, you know, it's up in the wind. If you're watching this on YouTube, subscribe. If you're listening to this on any platform whatsoever, follow this thing, this podcast. I might come back to it this year. I might make more than two of them. in a year. Wow, that's a bloody commitment right there. So yeah, I hope you kind of enjoyed this. This is an hour, obviously, an hour-ish of content. Because I've had podcasts that are longer, but it's just filled with that's what it's filled with, and it just doesn't hit. Doesn't hit. Wow, what an informative thing. This podcast has been an improvised thing because it's 1:05 now, so I'm very tired. Tired ramblings of an Aussie, an average Aussie, I guess. But I needed to record something, I think. And this was the outlet, this podcast, and I might come back to it because it is a great outlet to look at and do. But yeah. Ramblings of an Aussie, average Aussie. I guess that's it. I've been saying I guess that's it for a bit now, so I'd better just end it entirely in about a couple, 20 seconds, 20, 30, 20 something seconds, 20 seconds now. I might just end it then. I'll keep talking until it's completely ready to be done with. But I am Greg, and you can follow me on everything if you look in the description of the YouTube video. And you don't have to, because I'm not a fucking narcissist, but just if you want more content, at least, subscribe on YouTube, follow on whatever, subscribe on iTunes or whatever Spotify has it as, follow, I think, and you can get up-to-date podcast, I guess.